This episode of Keeping Up with the Currents Real Estate Real Talk is sponsored by Shorewood Hugs.
Shorewood Hugs is a local nonprofit women's organization that fulfills wishes in the community for those that are in need, deserving, or disabled living within a 20-mile radius of Shorewood. We also support other local nonprofits. We are excited to invite you to our 14th annual Doggy Easter Egg Hunt held at Four Seasons Park on Saturday, March 30th, 2024. This event runs from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Registration is only $7 per dog, and all proceeds benefit the Will County Humane Society. We hope you will join us at our 14th annual Doggy Easter Egg Hunt and have a great time with your furry friends. More information can be found at www.shorewoodhugs.org.
Welcome to Keeping Up with the Currents, Real Estate Real Talk podcast, where we bring you the latest trends and insights in the world of real estate. I'm your host, Connie Vavra, current chair for the Communications and Technology Committee for Three Rivers Association of Realtors. I'm excited to be here today to discuss the topics that matter most to you. Whether you're a seasoned real estate professional, a first-time homebuyer, or just someone interested in the industry, this podcast is for you. We'll be covering a wide range of topics, from buying and selling properties to real estate investing, property management, and everything else in between. Each episode, we'll be interviewing industry experts, sharing success stories, and exploring the latest trends and technologies that are shaping the real estate landscape. We'll also be answering your questions and addressing the challenges you face when it comes to buying, selling, or managing properties. So whether you're looking to maximize your profits, expand your real estate portfolio, or simply stay informed about the industry, this is the podcast for you. So join us for an exciting journey into the world of real estate. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get started. Today, we're joined with Eddie Rudiger of the Rudiger Group with Baird & Warner Real Estate. Today, we're going to talk about the upcoming Three Rivers Association of Realtors Home Expo that's being presented on April 5th and 6th. Eddie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me in. This is great.
Yeah, we are super excited. So I know nothing about this. I've heard little tidbits. I know it's a two-day event, April 5th from 3 to 7 p.m. and then April 6th from 10 to 2 p.m. But why don't you give us kind of like a little like bird's eye view of what this event is really about, what, you know, we can expect, and then we'll kind of, you know, dive into a little bit more about, you know, the classes and things like that that are being offered.
So it's basically about homeownership. Whether you're going to become a homeowner or you're currently a homeowner, this is an event you're going to want to attend. We're going to have tons of vendors that are going to be there, and they're all going to be focused around the concept and idea of home ownership, on becoming a homeowner, on maintaining your home, everything that has to do with home ownership.
So this is a consumer-facing event that we're having.
Yeah, this has been something that has been a brainchild of mine for some years, since I was president of the association. And we got a task force together, started working the task force, and we finally have something that came to the public, and that's what we ultimately decided on, that we wanted a public-facing expo to showcase our affiliate members.
Yeah.
That is what this really came about, is because our affiliate members do so much for this association. And this is our lenders, our inspectors, our, you know, photographers, everybody that's part of this association that's not a realtor member. And they do so much for us. We wanted to give them an opportunity to showcase them to the public. And we're going to be showcasing our realtor members also.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love this concept. I, for some reason, was thinking this was like something more for us, you know, with the lenders and affiliate members that we have. But, you know, I think in the world of, you know, the Google and Safari and internet browsing, that there's so much junk information out there for consumers. It's so hard to digest. And, you know, home ownership or private property ownership, you know, whether it's a home or a business, you know, in the United States, I think having
for lack of a better way of saying it, but straight from the horse's mouth of, you know, what they can expect getting into home ownership or maintaining their current, you know, home, or, you know, maybe they do have a mortgage on it. What does that look like? Refinance, VA, you know, all of that stuff. So I think this is going to be really great because, like you said, our affiliate members, you know, they're not the only lenders or inspectors in the state of Illinois. There's so many of them, but it's nice when you can kind of showcase the ones that have been honest and fair in showing that they have value to give back to consumers, and they go above and beyond, and they are kind of at the top of their game for their industry. So I think that's going to be a really good event.
I think it's great because, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, the honesty. The true value there. I just got a call last week from someone where my listing was cloned on a social media page and being marketed for a rent below market value. And I had a whole hour, half hour conversation helping this tenant out, getting them listings out of valid listings directly from the MLS. And this is the thing. There is tons of information out there, but not all of it is true, factual, or even for your best interests.
Yeah.
This is a group of individuals, and this is a group of people that work hand in hand on a daily basis. And we have new members now coming in that want to work with us because of this expo. We have gained more vendors or more affiliate members.
That's great.
Because of this expo. So this has been a really positive experience to get individuals that know their market, their product, and are experts in their field.
Yeah, no, that's going to be really great. And that's really unfortunate about your listing. It's happening so much. I always tell consumers, you know, and clients, we're not, we are an industry where our information is so public facing. Our contact information, our inventory, our clients, I mean, there's just so much information out there, you know, just like any industry, those spammers and scammers, like we're still a target for them too. So, you know, if you're seeing information out there, consumers, definitely, you know, fact check that information, double check that listing agent, you know, give them a ring, like, you know, in Eddie's case, and, you know, make sure before you're sending, you know, first month's rent and security deposit to someone overseas that's going to send you a key that, you know, it's real. First off, so if it looks too good to be true, it might be too good to be true. But that's going to be really good, and that's going to just showcase, you know, that client consumer to affiliate member relationship and how that bond's created and how they have the best interest of that client and consumer, because they have a extra set, I feel like, of guidance or
I think it's verification.
Right, because not only are they just a lender out there, but they're a lender that's partnered with the Realtor Association to secondly affirm that they are going to be the best service provider to that client. Because not only do they have their lending institution and governance looking over them, but now they're part of an association of realtors that are looking at them saying, are you servicing my clients to the best of your ability?
Yeah. And this event has come together just dramatically with partners throughout everywhere. So we have, first off, our sponsors. Midland States Bank is our presenting sponsor, and they have stepped up dramatically to help put this on. They've been amazing. Darcy Motors, Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, both have also stepped up in the sponsorship. And then we've got MRED, Window World, Illinois Realtors, Radon Express, and Angled Drone Solutions are also sponsors of the event. So we have a great group that have come together to sponsor this event. More importantly, we've got non-for-profits that are getting involved.
Oh, wow. That is really awesome.
And people are going, well, what do you need a non-for-profit? There are so much non-for-profits do in the housing industry, from United Way of Will County to HUD to, I can't even think of other off the top of my head of who's going to be there right now. Habitat for Humanity. There we go. I knew there was one more I wanted to really talk about. Will County Center of Community Concerns. IDA is going to be there. All of these groups have classing on purchasing. All of these groups not all of them, but some of them have down payment assistance programs. You know, they're here to help you not just buy the home, but become successful in home ownership.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen a lot of scary headlines that I think are a little overproduced lately. Mortgage foreclosures have increased blank percent. Well, mortgage foreclosures were at an all-time low.
Right.
So they had no direction to go up.
And there's always going to be foreclosures. We've always had them in our market, well, even back in the 60s, and right? Like, they've always been there. Like,
and people are scared from the Great Recession of, oh, foreclosure, foreclosure.
They see one, and it's like, they're all going to explode.
Well, and we talk about this because I have my own real estate radio show, and we talk about it on the air all the time. Foreclosures are actually good for a housing market, all right? If you have lending so tight there are zero foreclosures, that means there's a couple thousand people that could have bought a house, that could have been successful, that didn't get a chance to buy a house.
Yeah.
You want foreclosures, you know, in a certain percentage amount. I'm not a statistician, so I don't know that amount. But you do want some foreclosures. Because for every foreclosure you have 100 or 200 or 500 people that did get a house that didn't get foreclosed on.
Yeah.
And those numbers should offset the losses the bank have on that one foreclosure. You don't want lending restrictions so tight there are zero foreclosures. So foreclosures are good for a housing market, but we don't want you to foreclose. And that's where these non-for-profits, coming back to a circle here.
Yeah.
That's where these non-for-profits are there. They're there to help you and set you up for success along with all the other individuals there. Because I don't want any of my clients. I've sat at those tables during the Great Recession. I cried with those clients. I cried with those individuals that were losing their house for no fault of their own.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be back there. I don't want my clients back there. I don't want to see anybody in that position. You know, if you are in that position, there are ways to address, and selling your house might be a good option right now versus foreclosure, and look into it. And this Home Expo would be another way to look into it, because it's not just for buyers. This is going to have a lot of sellers information also.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you just kind of touched on it. I mean, the private property rights journey, you know, buying property, whether it's your home or an investment or, you know, a business, it's not one size fits all. It's talking with the people that specialize, that understand your situation. It's having that candid conversation. This is my goal. This is my struggle. This is my challenge. And figuring out kind of a path that fits you, them.
Yep.
Specifically. Like, I can't sit with one client and then take that same path and go to the next client and say, okay, we're doing the same thing. It's not going to work. Because everyone's financial background, everyone's current living situation and job and goals are all different. So that's why, you know, like I was saying, there's a ton of really awesome lenders, especially in, you know, the affiliated partners for Three Rivers. We've got some really great ones, and there's going to be several at the Home Expo. They're going to have a couple different classes. But each one of them, you know, have that conversation, and you'll find the one that's like, we clicked. Like, they understood what I was saying. They gave me a very clear path. I mean, not every lender is the right lender for you. Not every realtor is the right realtor for you. But having that open conversation and being honest and saying, this is what my goal is, will get you to that right person and make sure, like you said, we don't want to see you in foreclosure. We want to see you successful in that private property ownership, and not only just be successful in that singular one, but maybe even create a portfolio of them, depending on how that generational wealth continues to build.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and just like there's different clients, they have different needs, like you said.
Yeah.
Some need a single family house. Some want a townhouse. Some want a condo. Some are only looking to be here for, you know, 6 months out of the year. Maybe they have a second, they're only here during the summer and they have a winter home.
Yeah.
Everybody's needs are different. So you need to sit down and form a team. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about. With my classing, and there's other classing going on, is, you know, getting your team together. And that's one of the biggest things about the Home Expo. That is your day to come in and basically do your interviews and interview your team and put your team together, you know, from everywhere, from your real estate agent to your lender to a lawyer to a plumber, whatever you need on that team. There are tons of individuals for that team.
And now a quick break. for our featured safety tip. Each episode, we will feature one safety tip sponsored by the National Association of Realtors. Here's today's safety tip for you realtor members.
Protect your mental health. Try to recognize when stress is building up and be prepared with a list of ideas for positive ways that could help you de-stress. Give yourself the time and attention you deserve.
So we've talked a lot about, you know, resources, money, IDA grants, individual. I know some of the lenders have their own grants, but I think there's something really cool happening each day, maybe to the first 100 people.
Yeah. So the first day and the second day, first 100 people through the door each day have a chance to win
$10,000. $10,000. Yeah, that's one of 200 chance to win 10 grand.
Yep. We have Alpha Media coming out. So we're going to have Star 96.7 on Friday and WCCQ on Saturday broadcasting live from the expo. And with that, they are going to be giving away $10,000 from Alpha Media, from the radio stations. So there's an absolute chance somebody could win. That would be great.
That would be super awesome. I mean, you're going to come, you're going to get educated a little bit more about the property that you currently own, want to own, your, you know, property goals. And then, I don't know, you might walk away with $10,000.
Talking about a down payment for a house.
You're right.
I mean, there's your down payment right there. I mean, wouldn't it be pretty cool to see that? The other aspect, I think that's even better just than just walking around the vendors in the booths, because we've all done some kind of, you know, expo. I mean, they just had the car show. A lot of people went up to the car show.
Oh, World of Wheels.
Uh-huh. The RV show, I think, just went down too, you know. So we've all done those shows. What we got is the classes and the training that's going to be going on. So we've got I'm going to be doing a real estate 101 class. We have what to expect for applying for a mortgage, loan down payment programs and down payment assistance classes, renovation loans. There's going to be a credit 101 class.
Ooh, we all need that class.
So I'm pretty good on my credit.
I don't know. I think that we make the credit scaling because there's different types of credit lines. I think we still make it a little complicated, even for people like us that are in it every day. You can always learn to sit in a credit class and learn a little bit more. I am a foodie. I come for the food and the drinks. So tell me, where is it? And is there going to be food there? Like, can I come and can I eat? Can I like have some snacks and like a glass of wine or something while I'm listening to how bad my credit is? Or
so there is going to be a cash bar going on at the venue. And I think we're going to have some snacks out that we're still nailing down. But the location is going to be the Renaissance Center, downtown Joliet, 214 North Ottawa Street.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've ever been to the venue. It is a gorgeous venue, the Renaissance Center.
Yeah, I have not been. It sounds gorgeous.
The banquet hall is just amazing. Back in my old days when I used to be a professional DJ, I have done multiple venues or multiple events at that venue. And it's amazing. So the breakout rooms are just outstanding. So we're going to have tons of data, tons of information for people. So it is definitely going to be an event you're going to want to check out on the 5th or 6th.
So, but what's the cost?
There is no cost.
What's the catch? Or
there is no catch.
No catch, no cost?
No cost, no catch. Come
cash
out.
Cash bar, 10 grand,
I guess
potential winnings.
That's the catch. It's a cash bar.
Dang it.
That's the catch. It's a cash bar.
All right.
So. But I mean, yeah, your chance to win $10,000, you're going to get tons of data information on the home and what's going on in the market and how to buy a home, remodeling your home, whatever the case may be that you're looking to do. Or maybe you're looking to step up or step down. Maybe you own a home and you're thinking of selling this year. You can come out and figure out why to sell, why, you know, and how the market's going.
I love it. I think this is going to be a super, super awesome event. Super excited for you guys. April 5th and 6th, Friday, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. First 100 attendees on day one and day two will get entered for their chance to win 10 grand. Mm-hmm. Bring a little cash for that cash bar. But, I mean, we've got info for investors, real estate trends, fair housing, local nonprofits, grants for home buyers, benefits of buying versus renting. I know it's a hot topic. Everyone thinks renting is so great right now, but
look at the vendors. Some of the vendors we got: Allstate Insurance, Shamrock Painting, Remax is coming out, Fairway Mortgage is coming out, Window World is going to be there, Radon Express, Bath Planet, White Glove Building Inspectors, M&M Bank, Midland States Bank, of course. I mean, there is just so many vendors that are going to be out that day.
Yeah.
That you're going to have a plethora of information, a plethora of boxes to check.
Something for everyone.
Yes. So.
Love it. Well, thank you so much, Eddie, for this information. We look forward to seeing everyone on April 5th and 6th at the Home Expo. Again, free event. Come out, bring your notepad, take notes, meet and greet everybody, get a glass of wine, and hopefully someone wins that $10,000.
I hope so.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Keeping Up with the Currents, Real Estate Real Talk, with your host, Connie Vafra, from the Three Rivers Association of Realtors. Whether you're a seasoned professional or a home buyer, we're here to provide you with valuable insights and expert advice to make informed decisions. Don't forget to explore the wealth of resources and support available on the Three Rivers website. Whether you're a real estate professional or home buyer in the market, we're here to empower you with the latest trends and expert advice. Thank you for being a part of our real estate community. And remember, at Keeping Up with the Currents, we're here to guide you through the ever-changing tides of the real estate market. Happy house hunting and successful deals to all.